the State of the Corn Checkoff. Hello, everyone. I'm Rhiannon Branch with Illinois Corn Connection on Brownfield, a content partnership with Illinois Corn. This week, Illinois Corn Marketing Board Chairman Mark Wilson gives an update on the Corn Checkoff program, how funds are being spent, and the return on investment it provides for corn farmers. He also touches on how farmers can get involved and how Illinois Corn works with other partners on checkoff programs. All coming up next on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSym by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSym delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSym increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSym alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSym is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSym by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSym2022.com.
Mark Wilson is chairman of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. He tells Brownfield a U.S. Grains Council study shows for every dollar spent by the U.S. government toward the checkoff program, they see a $19 return from items like taxes and exports. And he sees similar value in the Illinois Corn Checkoff Program.
Every farmer, when they sell a bushel of corn, 5/8 of a cent goes to the checkoff board. The board is made up of 15 farmers from across the state of Illinois. And we use that money, we invest it for these farmers to get a return on their investment. I mean, we invest it in U.S. Grains Council, who works in promoting our products overseas. They have offices in 28 different countries. We also use it in PCM, which is for Precision Conservation Management, which is helping farmers to be able to see the advantages of cover crops, different timing of nitrogen, and also on their tillage uses. It actually puts economics to every one of those, and that's been a tremendous success for it. So when we look over what we do with the money, we look at it as a farmer, and so we don't spend anything frivolously. We are laser focused on trying to get the best return for the farmers who contribute to this checkoff dollar.
He says there are several partners working for Illinois corn farmers.
We are doing projects with Missouri on ethanol. We're doing projects with, right now with that PCM deal, there's Kentucky, Nebraska, some other states coming in on that. The other places we work with are U.S. Grains Council, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, U.S. Egg and Poultry Export Division, and we're not all working on the same thing independently. If we find out somebody else is working, we work together on that rather than two of us going independently. We're doing everything we can to maximize the dollars that the farmers trust to us to do what we can do to better inform the public about what we do as farmers, and that we're doing a good job, and also help everybody know that we're doing everything to export it and get it overseas.
He encourages farmers to contact your district director for updates. That wraps up this edition of Illinois Corn Connection on Brownfield.